Well, here at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, leadership changes, and this year serving as National FFA Secretary is Victoria Harris. She comes from the Florida FFA Association. And first and foremost, Victoria, congratulations. Give us a quick, how did it feel to be up there and hear your name?
It was a complete dream come true. It's something that you think about and prepare for all week. And you know that your skills that you've learned in this organization aren't contingent as on a title, but the fact to receive it just means so much, and I'm so excited and passionate to get out and really serve these members.
Victoria, I want to back up to when you first decided to join FFA. What was that like? What was the decision there?
I was a 10th grader, and it was actually kind of an accident that my guidance counselor put me in an agriculture class. She knew that the skills I would learn would stick with me my entire life, even though I was skeptical. When I decided to join FFA, I was hooked. I knew that what we learn in the classroom applies to the field. I hope to be a veterinarian, and my agriculture education class prepared me far and above than my peers in the university setting, and I know that FFA granted me skills that will make me successful.
We talked about why you wanted to join the FFA, but what made you want to decide to take this step and run for National FFA office?
I'm actually from the suburbs right outside of Tampa, so there's not much agriculture there. And when I joined, I was convinced I wouldn't fit in. What I realized is that our organization offers opportunities for every member, regardless where they come from, what they look like, or their diversity of opinions. I want to show members that they can achieve success in this organization.
Talk to me about when you first decided to join FFA. We talked a little bit about that. What were some of your original goals? What did you think you wanted to accomplish when you first joined?
I actually joined because I wanted to show a calf at our school. We had the opportunity to show a cow with a chapter, and it's something I never did, so I decided to go for it. And I did a few career development events, but it was in those teams and listening to my advisors that I was really hooked on the mission and vision of our organization.
What other competitions have you been involved in? What are some of your favorites?
My favorite has to be extemporaneous public speaking. It's one that I was never too good at, but I continuously learned from it. And then I also participated in the veterinary assisting career development event. And for 3 years, I had the opportunity to do something I love, which was work with animals and get more acquainted to the health field.
What would you say is probably your favorite part of joining the National FFA organization?
For me, it's just the ability to meet all these different people who share these unique perspectives on life. What's so interesting to me is when you go somewhere and you see someone else in a blue jacket, regardless if you just met them or you've known them for so many years, they're always welcoming and willing to join you as a part of their family. And that's something that I've loved time and time again from the National FFA organization.
What do you plan to have as your message? I know this is very early to ask, but what do you think your message will be this year as you serve as National FFA Secretary?
I hope I remind students again and again that they belong and that they can find their place, but more importantly, that it's our job as FFA members to be those leaders in our communities. We have to make an effort to make sure that everyone knows that they're valuable and that them as individuals have merit and worth, and it's our job to step up in our communities and share that message.
Talk about your FFA chapter as well as your advisors. How did they have an influence as you grew up through FFA?
You know, some of my favorite experiences were staying at school until 6 or 7 p.m. And my FFA advisor, they would order us pizza, or we're from a strawberry capital of the world. Pretty exciting. We get strawberry milkshakes. That was something that our chapter always did. And these were individuals who genuinely cared about me. They wanted me to know that I was always loved and supported. Throughout this crazy journey through the past 5 years, my FFA advisors have been cornerstones in reminding me of my capabilities and pushing me to do more.
Similar to your FFA advisors, who have you really looked up to during this process and through your whole FFA career as role models?
My state staff have been huge role models to me. These are individuals who put in countless hours for our association with very little recognition. Sometimes I'll stop by at midnight and they'll still be working, making sure that our members are cared for and everything gets done. They remind me that it's worth doing something even if you don't get the recognition, and they've just pushed me to be a better individual.
Let's talk about other leadership roles you've served in. Did you serve as a state FFA officer or at your local chapter level as well?
Yes. In 2014 until 2015, I was our state FFA secretary, so that was very exciting. And then when I was in high school, I had the opportunity to serve as a chapter officer for 2 years and then even serve as a county officer. And in both of those roles, I learned the importance of being a team member. You know, sometimes we get so focused on that title, but it's really about being the strongest team member you can be and making sure everyone feels like they have a place.
Is there anything I've not asked that you want to talk about?
I just want to reiterate my thanks to this organization and the individuals who believe in it. FFA truly changes the lives of students, and that's something that you see here at the National FFA Convention and Expo, but we see each and every day in the classrooms. There are agricultural educators who care so much about their students, and it's something that I just want to reiterate how thankful I am for this organization and the individuals who believe in it.
Very good. Well, congratulations again to the National FFA Secretary, Victoria Harris. She hails from the Florida FFA Association. Reporting at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett.